It's becoming easier and easier to get medical and scientific news as more outlets and platforms report on more studies and more breakthroughs. But is that helping us get the most important medical news? Our medical commentator, Dr. Joseph Servin, isn't so sure. He is a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic, and he spoke with our co-host Mark Brody more about it.
There is a lot of medical research going on out there. And based on some looking that you have done, it seems as though maybe we are not able to really see some of the most important or maybe more to the point, the more impactful stuff that could really affect our lives. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. When you look at what are the articles or medical research that gets the attention over the course of a given year, what comes out sometimes is that we get very lost in details or controversy, but the larger point, the larger truth, sometimes are just lost amidst all of the noise that comes from all the stuff that's coming out from publishing or any part of the web, if you will, at this time.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because science operates on a cycle that you can publish in any meeting or any journal, and there are so many outlets now. It used to be very small number of science journals. Now I can't even begin to count how many specialty-driven elements there are or specialty-driven meetings. And each of them has its own life cycle of when they present research, when they have a meeting, when they present their work. And each of those gets attention through social media or general public media. And therefore, sometimes we get a lot more of the details, but we don't see the larger context, if you will, of a lot of the science that comes out.
Do you think this might be one of those cases where, yes, social media and the web can amplify certain stories or certain news, but maybe not to as wide of an audience as we think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, ultimately, what we find is that if something seems to get attention, if you will, and oftentimes most medical research, and what I find most interesting is that the most attention-getting medical research are all very nutritionally driven specific stories. Eating red meat, coffee, alcohol, carbs, no carbs, fat, sugar. That we get lots and lots of stories, and a lot of them are conflicting, and they get a headline because they either go against what you normally think about it, or they completely agree with it. And what gets lost is really it's about a balance, not so much about one ingredient that's going to change everything.
Well, I guess to an extent that kind of makes sense, though, right? Because that's something that a lot of people think about on a daily basis. You know, what kind of food are we putting into our bodies? How healthy are we? And, you know, sort of the news of the moment is, well, you should drink coffee. You should not drink coffee. You should eat red meat. You should not eat red meat. I guess it kind of makes sense to some extent that that's the kind of news that we're getting and consuming.
Yeah, it makes sense in terms of how you see those stories coming out. What I think gets lost, though, is that, and I see this even in my own practice, is that people come in and they now start to not believe anything because yesterday coffee could kill you, today coffee will save you. Yesterday red meat was a nightmare, today red meat is okay, which actually did happen in 2019 in one of the stories. And you come up with a sense of like, do you trust any of this? And the public health messages could get lost in that mix.
How much of this do you think comes down to the fact that a lot of this research and science generally can be really confusing and complicated and difficult for people to understand?
Yeah, I think that is right on target. The bottom line is that when it comes to a lot of science or medical research, you almost have to come equipped with some form of translator or some type of element to really get people, and me included, to understand exactly what's being conveyed. There is a complexity to a lot of this, and because there's so many outlets out there that can, in essence, let any type of message come out for science, which is a good thing, there are very few things that aggregate or puts together the larger element of, oh, this is how it fits into the larger picture. It's almost like if you look at a graph, we're getting points of the graph every day, but we don't get to pull back and see what that curve looks like.
Well, in addition, I guess, to maybe us not getting the full story, are we maybe doing damage in the sense that we're only getting points on that graph and we're not getting all the context, we're not getting the full story? You know, for example, I would imagine that for some people, red meat is probably better to eat than for other people. But if all we're hearing is red meat is okay or it's not okay, we're not hearing some of that nuance.
Yeah, I think that's right, because at the end of the day, you can easily, with a lot of conflicting signals, especially as a story comes in and out, and I picked the red meat one because that got a lot of attention in 2019, is because ultimately folks will kind of start saying, well, you know, maybe I don't need to listen to anything and I'm just going to do this. Red meat, as you said, may be okay for some. But for others who may have maybe a genetic predisposition to a certain type of problem in terms of digestion or cancer, that could be a problem. And trying to simplify that, it isn't so easy, and we clearly need to do a better job.
Well, so how do we do that? How do we get around some of this and really get to, pardon the pun, the meat of what we need to hear?
I think at the bottom line is that we have to be almost more judicious as to what gets talked about and what gets covered. Most of the studies in science that have come out, those are selected because they got the attention of whatever news outlet or whatever journal that is out there that is putting that out there. We almost have to back off a little bit from just throwing all these points of data and not trying to kind of pull back and say, maybe I don't need to cover that because that is not the best science. And the truth is, as you look at a lot of the articles that did garner a lot of attention, a lot of it, the science isn't so terrific. And so you have to kind of know how to kind of be a little bit more picky about what gets that headline, as opposed to simply just throwing everything out there, which on one level sounds great, but on the other level, with so much out there trying to get our attention, could actually be more problematic.
All right. That is Dr. Joe Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Servin, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.